Sally pointedly turned her back and began to talk to Roy. Drew began what could only be called a blatant flirtation with Kate. Short of being rude, she couldn't ignore him, so Kate kept her replies brief, hoping he'd take the hint and talk to Greg, who sat on his other side. But Drew did not take the hint. He seemed oblivious to Kate's lack of interest and continued talking about himself and his life in California, ending with an invitation for Kate to visit him there. When she told him she would be much too busy to even consider a trip, he acted as if she'd accepted the invitation. Had no one said no to him before? Kate masked a frown as she took another bite of Carmen's delicious chicken fricassee. In all likelihood, ever since he'd become a multimillionaire, Drew Carroll had gotten almost everything he wanted. That was sad.
That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for the Noon Book Hour. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for our next installment from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Women's Health, followed by Get Fit at 1:30.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 68 and clear. Tonight it will be cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Hello and welcome to our program. My name is Panay McBride and I will be reading Women's Health here on Sight Into Sound Radio. The first article today comes from Prevention Magazine, Relieve Anxiety Naturally, Simple Ways to Quiet Your Mind and Feel Happier Every Day for Winter of 2023. Common anxiety concerns solved. Anxiety affects 1 in 5 people in America, and women are twice as likely to be affected as men. Even though it's common, there are still a lot of misconceptions about what dealing with it is really like. Find out the facts so you can stay well. As common as anxiety is, certain myths are surprisingly persistent, and the stigma continues to run deep. If you've had anxiety for a while, or are just starting to deal with its symptoms, dealing with the day-to-day can often come with a lot of shame and uncertainty. We've pinpointed worries that gnaw at American women and asked top experts to offer insight to debunk common beliefs and bring you must-know information. These solutions will help you break free from the hold that anxiety has over your life. Myth number one, you can't stop the stress from spiraling. The facts. When you're anxious, chemicals like epinephrine and cortisol are released into your bloodstream and nervous system, says Charles L. Rayson, M.D., a psychiatry professor and the director of the School of Human Ecology at the University of Wisconsin. It's your body's alert mode, and we're biologically programmed to take threats to our survival very seriously. That stress response can be truly disabling. A friend's daughter, for instance, was so anxious that she couldn't go to school. I tell friends that anxiety is always about the future. You might fear losing someone you love or that you won't be able to pay a bill. A little worry can be good. It can motivate you to take action. But when you overthink, it can quickly cause anxiety to spiral out of control. When you're feeling anxious, ask yourself two questions. Am I going to die? And how bad are things really? The answer to the first one will almost certainly be no, Dr. Rayson says. And realizing that you're safe and that you will survive can help put things in perspective. In fact, there's evidence that asking yourself these questions can lower your cardiac and nervous system's response to stress, Dr. Rayson says. Then you can brainstorm solutions. Let's say an unexpected bill has revved you up. You can calmly think of ways to bring in cash. When you learn to control your anxiety, your thoughts work to serve you a whole lot better, he adds. Myth number two, anxiety is all in your head. The facts. The first sign of anxiety can be a physical one, says John LaPook, M.D., the Mabane Professor of Gastroenterology at NYU Langone Health in New York. I treated a woman recently who told me she was having pain in her belly. I pointed out to her that according to my notes, she had described similar discomfort years before during a difficult time. A light went on for her, and she realized that over the years, she had tended to feel stress in her gut. The millions of nerves in the GI tract are in two-way communication with the brain. Also, the bacteria in the gut play a major role, interacting with the brain and producing substances like hormones, neurotransmitters, and toxic chemicals that can cause a variety of gastrointestinal symptoms. The next time you're feeling anxious, pay attention to any physical discomfort, Dr. LaPook says, whether it's tummy pain or tense shoulders. Then try this exercise. Sit quietly, then tense and release each muscle, working from your head down to your toes. The patient above listened to her body and is feeling much better now, he says. Myth 3. To get over anxiety, you just need to suck it up. The facts? It's not healthy to push feelings down and just keep going, says Aaron D. Michnos, M.D., an associate director of preventive cardiology at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. As a cardiologist, I know chronic emotional stress is hard on your health. It elevates blood pressure and heart rate and can cause inflammation in the body, which can raise chances of a heart attack or a stroke. To minimize the effects of long-term stress, it's important to find healthy mechanisms to cope with stress that work for you. Start by getting some daily exercise. I find that running really relaxes me, says Dr. Michnos. I also meet up with my friends regularly, and we talk about what's stressing us. Thinking positively and finding a sense of purpose can also lower anxiety levels and decrease heart disease risk. And talk to your doctor, who can point you to resources like a support group. How to get help for anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Sometimes the most challenging part of dealing with mental health issues is figuring out not that you need help, but exactly how to get it. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or PTSD, or if you just need someone to talk to, there are solutions available right now, and that's the first step on the road to overall wellness. If you want to figure out what might be going on, the Mental Health America screening tool lets you take tests for free for different mental health disorders. It's not a diagnostic tool, but it does offer recommendations for what steps to take next. Log on to screening.mentalhealthamerica.net/screening-tools for more information. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI.org, has a toll-free helpline, 800-950-6264, and text line, text 988, that provides free referrals, information, and support to those affected by mental illness. NAMI offers educational programs across the country to hundreds of thousands of people, and it fights stigma and encourages understanding with public awareness events and activities. If you want to find a healthcare provider, no matter where you live, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Treatment Locator can help you find services in your area. Simply log on to findtreatment.samhsa.gov. It's anonymous and confidential, and it includes a helpline you can call to find treatment. 800-662-4357, as well as other helpful hotlines. If you've been diagnosed with anxiety or depression, the Anxiety and Depression Association of America has numerous resources for getting help with anxiety and depression. Two of the most common mental illnesses in the United States. Its website, adaa.org/finding-help, includes links to finding providers and lists of support groups and self-help publications. It also has tips and resources for those looking to help their loved ones who are battling a mental disorder. If you have practical questions about cost and your health care plan, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS.gov, has a guide that answers questions about how health insurance can help cover treatments for mental health services, including helping visitors figure out if their personal health insurance includes mental health coverage. If you or a loved one needs urgent help, if you or a loved one is in immediate distress, call the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988. The hotline provides free and confidential emotional support 24/7 to people in suicidal crisis or emotional distress. Learn more at 988lifeline.org. Solve the therapy puzzle. Let's start with what therapy is not. It's not something to feel weird about. Millions of people do it for reasons as serious as having suicidal thoughts and as non-serious as wanting to be a little less grumpy. The era when therapy carried any kind of stigma started to end 2 decades ago, when Tony first sat down with Dr. Melfi on The Sopranos. Let's focus on what therapy actually is. It's a safe space to talk to a professional listener about whatever is on your mind. It's confidential. It takes place behind closed doors with a licensed expert. It seems sort of mysterious, that is, until you get started. This is how. The 5 worst reasons not to see a therapist. 1, there's nothing wrong with me. Of course there isn't. While having anxiety, depression, or any other mental illness can be distressing and debilitating, there's nothing wrong with having them or just generally not having your act together. It's all okay. Whether you're in the middle of a mental health crisis or a member of the worried well, therapy is a step toward a bigger life. It's about embracing life instead of trying to get through it, says Edward Adams, psychologist. 2. I'm too busy. When you say you don't have time, you're really saying that other things are more important than your mental health, says Alexander Harris, MD, PhD, a therapist and a psychiatry professor at Columbia University. If you think you're too busy to go to therapy, it's worth mulling over what you're currently putting ahead of your wellness. Is being the best you in work, love, and play a priority? And if not, why? 3. Going to therapy means I'm weak. Newsflash, it's not 1952 anymore. Is it weak to go to an accountant for a professional assist with your taxes or a mechanic for help with your car? Strong is the person who is effective and gets the job done, Dr. Harris says. Hiring an expert in relationship issues or working for career success is taking care of yourself. Plus, holding in your feelings can be deadly. A lot of people who are suicidal are the silent type, Dr. Adams says. They haven't told anyone they're suffering, and that doesn't typically have a happy ending. 4. I need to spend time on my family, not myself. Therapy can often be an act of care that's not just for yourself, but for the people around you, too. It can help you be a healthy and productive partner, mother, friend, aunt, manager, you get it. This is one way to step up in your life, for your family, and for your community, says Wisdom Powell, PhD, a psychiatry professor at the University of Connecticut. 5. I can't be seen coming out of that office. The stigma of seeing a therapist is eroding, but small, nosy towns can still be small, nosy towns. Use the internet to connect to counseling services like Talkspace, where you exchange text, audio, or video messages with a therapist in a private, confidential chat room. Also, you can use your smartphone to reach free hotlines staffed by volunteers, like the Crisis Text Line, where you can text 741-741, where you communicate solely by text. You're listening to Women's Health on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to our Sight Into Sound on one of our specially tuned radios, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our archives page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. And now, an article from the January issue, 2023, of Prevention. Working out is fun. Recapture the energy of your youth by breaking a sweat and getting fit with these any-weather activities. Welcome a new year with a fresh exercise motivator that has nothing to do with getting pumped, pep talks, or reward systems. All it takes is a little trip down memory lane. When you were a kid waiting anxiously for the recess bell, it wasn't because you were excited to count calories or do X number of squats. You just couldn't wait to get outside and run around and have fun, says Teddy Savage, a personal trainer and head of health and fitness excellence at Planet Fitness. You can harness those vibes by putting an adult spin on favorite childhood activities. I love tying exercise to recreation because it mirrors the reason you work out in the first place, to get more out of life and do the things you love doing the most. Not sure where to start? Here are three fun activities to try and how to turn them into full-on total body workouts. Trampolining. Move over, kids. It's the adult's turn on the trampoline. Jumping on a trampoline is low impact, so it's kind to your bones and joints, and it's a good way to boost your fitness, endurance, and strengthen your cardiovascular health, as well as relieve stress, says Latriel Mitchell, a personal trainer and the founder of Fitness Bunch Foundation. Score some time on your kids' or grandkids' backyard trampoline. Find smaller rebound trampolines that fit in the house or garage, or bounce your way to a local indoor trampoline park. Why we love it? It strengthens your core muscles, works out your lower body, gets your heart rate up for a great burst of cardio. Make it a great workout. Bouncing gym. Think of different exercises you can do in 30, 40, 5, or 60 second intervals. For instance, do high knees for 30 seconds, rest for 30 seconds, then jog in place for 45 seconds before resting for 45 seconds. Do jumping jacks for 60 seconds followed by 60 seconds rest. You can even add light dumbbells or jabs and punches to target your upper body once you get the hang of it. Twist and shout. The simple act of trying to get as much air as possible is a great workout, says Savage. So challenge yourself to jump as high as you can over and over again. Take it to the next level by twisting 180 degrees while in midair. The twisting motion is exhilarating and works your abs and obliques. Popcorn squats. Instead of starting your jump from a standing position, think of yourself as a popcorn kernel and start from a seated position. You'll need to use your arms, core, and posterior to generate the force needed to pop up and soar. Bowling. Whether you can hit a perfect strike or you still need the bumpers, bowling is a social way to stay active when you use proper form. Sorry, between the legs shots don't count. Bowling form is all about single-sided strength and overall dexterity. When you're in the gym, this is similar to exercises like curtsy lunges, wood choppers, and alternating front shoulder raises. And you can also do these moves to help prepare for an official bowling adventure. Why we love it. It improves stability and balance, strengthens upper body and core, engages your hips, and clocks in steps. Make it a great workout. Bowling ball routine. When your ball returns from being rolled down the lane, treat it like a weight, because technically it is one. Grasp the bowling ball in both hands and do squats, calf raises, and lunges while the other members of your group take their turns. Try not to sit down while waiting for your turn. Standing and pacing burns energy and calories. Three pins you spin. Here's a fun way to take your match to the next level. Every time a bowler leaves three or more pins standing, that person has to spin around as many times as there are pins. It tests your balance and equilibrium, says Savage. Then do three vestibular exercises that help improve balance and dizzy spells. Go from sitting to standing to sitting 20 times with your eyes open, then 20 times with your eyes closed. Try to stand on one foot for 30 seconds with your eyes open, then for 30 seconds with your eyes closed. Walk the length of the bowling alley, turning your head from side to side with each step. Roller skating. Lacing up and wheeling around in an indoor rink or in an empty parking lot or on a bike path when the weather cooperates is more than just nostalgic. Besides getting your body in motion, it ties in traditional exercise principles that you practice when you do movements like lunges, squats, and resistance moves, says Savage. Skating smarts wear a helmet and wrist and knee pads to help protect you if you fall. Why we love it. It supports good balance and coordination, promotes joint mobility, strengthens muscular and cardiovascular endurance, and targets your entire lower body and core. Make it a great workout. Show off your tricks. If you're confident on your personal set of wheels, alternate between skating forward and going backward, and add some spins. This engages your muscles in slightly different ways and also works out your brain. Sink your center of gravity by squatting during the glide and push phases to keep your leg muscles under tension for an even harder workout, Savage says. Stationary skating. When you're done tooling around, finish with some bonus moves while your skates are still laced. Find something to hold on to, like a bench or a railing, and mimic the moonwalk to fire up your quads. Then get on the ground and do glute bridges to really light up those hamstring, glute, and core muscles. Head uphill. Try seeking out terrain where you'll be skating both uphill and downhill, gentle slopes unless you're very skilled. This gives extra engagement to your calves, hamstrings, and glutes. Pro tip, exaggerate your arm movements so you're really pumping those limbs. This will help propel you forward and sneak in a little extra upper body work. More ways to keep the sweaty good times rolling. Virtual reality. You can buy special gaming headsets that make you feel as if you're really playing tennis or doing Zumba in a fitness studio. You may be looking through a virtual lens, but your body is actually performing those movements to improve your overall endurance. Boxing. I love boxing as a way to have fun, sweat, and get frustration out. Using an actual punching bag is a great workout, but shadow boxing is too, says Mitchell. Animal moves. Body weight exercises inspired by nature make for a super all-over workout. These primal positions build strength, find power, improve flexibility and mobility, and work out our brains, says Mitchell. Try these three to start. Bear crawl, frog hop, crab walk. Mini golf, or regular golf, or top golf, or even just using the driving range. Any type of golfing incorporates multiple muscle groups at the same time to build strength and coordination. We have come to the end of our program. I have been reading Women's Health. You can hear Women's Health Wednesday morning at 6 and Tuesday evening at 6. I'm Pranay McBride, and this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Get Fit, followed by USA Today at 2. Here's what's happening on the Mystery Hour. Starting Tuesday, January 17th, we're reading The Secret Witness by Victor Methos. From the best-selling author of A Killer's Wife comes the thrilling first installment in the Shepherd and Gray series, featuring a young sheriff who teams up with a former prosecutor to stop a copycat killer. So begins an anonymous letter published in a Utah newspaper after a young couple is viciously murdered. Toole County Sheriff Elizabeth Gray leads the investigation into the double homicide, which is eerily reminiscent of a string of brutal killings years ago. When the letter leads detectives to yet another body, Gray calls on an old friend to help. Former prosecutor Solomon Shepherd is still struggling to recover from the deadly courtroom attack that ended his career. He's been keeping a safe distance from the action. T. teaching criminology seminars about serial murders and psychopathology until Gray asks for his help on the Reaper case. As the body count mounts, Shepard and Gray race to unravel the deranged design of a copycat killer and find themselves in a face-off with an enemy they never saw coming. The Secret Witness by Victor Methos, starting Tuesday, January 17th. The Mystery Hour, weeknights at 11 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Read by listening.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 66 and partly cloudy. Tonight, it will be cloudy with a low in the low 50s. Then, tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Welcome to Get Fit. This is Gay Gilbert. Take a long, deep breath, inhaling and exhaling. Always that mental image of light coming in and gray coming out. Come on, breathe for me. Terrific. Okay, sitting up nice and straight, we'll bring the shoulders up and to the back and down and to the front. Pay attention to your body. Shoulders up and to the back and down and to the front. Shoulders way up and to the back and down and to the front. Last time, shoulders way up and to the back and down. Sitting up nice and straight, we're going to do an exercise for the spine. And I want you to visualize this as we do it. This is for stress. It's to make a healthy spine. So sitting up nice and straight, we're going to push the chest out. Head is up. Push the chest way out. Shoulders are back. And that's stretching the inside of your spine. And now slowly let the head roll forward, chin on the chest, the shoulders slump forward, the chest is in. Come on, pay attention to your body. And now slowly bring the head up, way up high, shoulders begin to push to the back, chest is out. Okay, stretching the inside of your spine. I want you to visualize that. And now very slowly begin to bring the head forward, the shoulders forward, the chest goes in, very relaxed forward, almost curling forward, not from the waist, but from the shoulders. And this is stretching the outside of your spine, the vertebrae opening up on the outside. Here we go again. And we're going to add breathing to this, okay? Inhale as you begin to bring the head up. And the shoulders back and the chest out. And now exhale when you're in the position. Chest is out, head is way up, shoulders are way back. And now begin to inhale as you begin to let the head go forward. The shoulders roll forward. The chest cave in. And exhale. One more time. Inhale as you begin to bring the head up. Pay attention to your body. And the shoulders back and the chest out. And when you're in the position of pressing as far back as you can with the shoulders and the chest out, exhale. And inhale. As you begin to roll the head forward, the chest goes in, the shoulders roll forward, really slump forward. And exhale when you're in the position. Terrific. Sit up nice and straight. A smile is on your face. And lift the right shoulder to the ear. Hold it up there, the right shoulder to the ear. And now let it flop. Left shoulder up, way up, and let it flop. Right shoulder up, and let it flop. Left shoulder up, and let it flop. Terrific. And now I'm going to give you an exercise that's really good for you to do just before you go to bed. Or if you're stressed or tired, it really re-energizes you, but also it relaxes you. So it kind of sounds strange to say you're relaxed and you're energized, but it's good. It's all good. Okay, inhale. As you bring the arms high over the head, stretching, feel the stretch in your waist. And begin to exhale as you begin to bring the head down and the arms down. Arms come down and hang by the side of the legs, the head. Keep rolling forward. If you can put your head in your lap, it's good. It's really good. Okay, now we're going to straighten up, and the first thing to straighten is your head. Lift your head up. Lift your shoulders up. And now begin to lift your arms high over your head, stretching. And now we're going to roll forward again. The first thing to come forward are your arms, and then your head comes forward, and then you bend at the waist, and you're exhaling as you go. And now you're down as far as you can go. If you can put your head in your lap, I'm loving it. But if you can't, do the best you can do. I'm depending on it. One last time. Let's do it one last time. This is so good for you. Inhale. Begin to straighten up. Your arms come up. Your head comes up. Everything is up. And now exhale as you begin to roll down a little bit. The arms come down first, hanging on the sides of your legs. And begin to roll forward until your head is as close to your lap as you can get it. All right. Great. And now straighten your body up. Straighten your body up. And I think we'll just go now to something a little more jazzy. Let's go to Hallelujah Arms, okay? Reaching up on the right side, grabbing some sky, grabbing some energy. You know, just visualize that's a ball of energy up in the air that you're bringing down to your body, okay? Put it in your mind. The mind's a great thing. Put it in your mind. Here we go. One side and then the other. Hallelujah Arms. And we're going to really go at this. But you know what? If you can't really go at it, do the best you can do. Move your body. It's important. Here we go. Side to side. And grab some sky. And grab. And grab and breathe. 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 Alternating from side to side. And grab. And grab. Keep the visualization there. Grab. Grab energy. Grab energy. Grab. 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 Side to side. Grab. 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 Stop if you're tired. Grab. 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 Alternating. No bent elbows. Straighten those arms. Grab. 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 Woo-ha! And now shake your arms out. Shake your arms out. Make your hands in soft fist. And we'll rotate at the wrist. First one way. And now the other. And remember, it's in the wrist. You know, you just don't know how many people just wave their arms around because they forgot where their wrists were. Anyway, shake your hands out now. And we're going to take one hand and we're going to take the thumb of the other hand and we're going to fold it into the palm of the hand. Stretch. I know you think this is a silly exercise, but when it's hard to lift something, hard to take a top off of a jar, these are the exercises you need to do. Okay? The thumb on one hand is brought into the palm of the hand. And now you release. And now the finger, first finger, and release. And the second finger, release. And the third finger, and release. And the pinky, and release. And shake your hand down. Now if you can do this, you know, voluntarily, you don't need one hand to help the other, that's even better. But whatever it takes to keep those hands going. Okay, the thumb is in the palm of the hand. And now relax. Now the first finger, and relax. The next finger, and relax. And the next finger, and relax. And the pinky, and relax. And shake your hand out. Okay, shake your hand out. Okay, we're going to bring the arms out to the side. Bring the arms out to the side. And remember, I always say, in a safe area, we always meet. Palms and the hands down. This time, we're going to do huge, big circles forward. Big circles forward. Big as you can make them. Big circles. Big circles. Breathing. Breathing. Big circles. Almost like you're flying. Big circles. Big circles. Big circles. Breathing. Breathing. And now relax. Shake the top part of your body out. Woo! Okay, we're going to work on the lower part of the body. Lift your right foot and rotate at the ankle. And when you're exercising without me, which I hope you do, always remember that If you're working on one part of the body, do as many exercises on that part as you can, because the blood and the oxygen is there. It's warming the body, all those good things. Okay, we're still rotating at the ankle if you stopped. Okay, now rotate the opposite direction. Rotate the opposite direction. You're sitting up nice and straight, and I hope you're smiling. And rotate and rotate. Good. And now shake your foot out. Shake your foot out. The other foot, lift and rotate. And lift and rotate. Good. And now the other direction. Right in the ankle, no waving the leg around. And shake your foot out. Okay, feet flat on the floor. Let's lift the heels up and stretch the feet. And now relax. Lift the heels up. Toes are on the floor. Really stretch the arches. You'll feel it in the front part of your foot. You'll feel it a little bit in the Achilles tendon, in the back of your foot, leg. And now relax. And lift the heels way up. Come on. This is a time to think about your body. Nothing else. No cheating. And the heels go down. One more time. Heels up. Stretch. Good. Feel that? And relax. Last time. Stretch the heels up. I always sneak another one in, right? And down. Feet flat on the floor. And now we're going to lift the toes up. We're going to swing the feet, or swing back on the heels. Lift the other part of the foot. Swing back on the heels. Now you'll really feel this in the backs of your legs and your Achilles tendon a lot. You should. It's good for you. And relax. And up. Back on the heels. Down, up, swing back on the heels. Down, swing back on the heels. Good. And down, and swing back on the heels. And down. Okay, put the hands on your knees so that your knees stay together as we do this exercise. This is for the thigh, the outer thigh, the inner thigh, and the hip. Okay, hold on to those knees lightly. Just be sure they don't separate and you get lazy. Here we go. And we're going to lift the right foot and swing it to the outside. Swing it to the outside. Okay. We're going to do 10 of them. One and two and breathing. And three, four and five, six, breathing. Seven and eight and nine and 10. Okay, the other side. And don't let your head drop down. You know, face the world. It's great. Okay, here we go. 10, 1, and 2, and breathing, and 3, 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, 8, and 9, and 10, and relax. Stomp your feet a little bit, stomp your feet a little bit. Okay, lift the right foot up, and point your toe, and flex your heel, and point your toe, breathing, and flex your heel. Point your toe, flex your heel. Point your toe and flex your heel. Leg swings, the foot is relaxed, and we're just going to swing down, not touching the floor, and up. You're not flexing your heel this time. And here we go. And one, and two, and three, leg swings, and four, five, and breathing, six, seven, and eight, nine, and 10, and 11, and 12, and 13, and 14, and 15. I gave you five extra ones in case you didn't know it. Okay, lift up. Here we go. And let's swing. And one, and two, three, and four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. The foot is not touching the floor. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Keep that leg up. Point your toe. Flex your heel. Point your toe, flex your heel. Point your toe, flex your heel. Point your toe, flex your heel. One more time. Point your toe and flex your heel. And relax. Sitting up nice and straight. Now we're going to lift both legs up. While the energy is there and the warmth is there, we're going to lift both legs up. And we're going to flex our heels and keep them flexed. We're going to flex our heels and keep them flexed. And inhale, exhale as you open the legs. Keep the heels flexed. Pay attention to your body. Inhale, bring the legs together. Exhale. Inhale, exhale three. Inhale, exhale four. Inhale, exhale five. Inhale, exhale 6. Inhale, exhale 7. Inhale, exhale 8. Inhale, exhale 9. Inhale, exhale 10. And shake your legs out. Shake your legs out. Good. Good. And now we're going to do the hug me. Hug and push. Hug and push. Hug your body. And just, you know, really hug your body. Hug. All right. And we're going to bend the elbows and we're going to push to the back. And so you might want to slide a little teeny bit forward so you have a little room to push to the back. Okay? And hug and push, faces up, liking to do this. Here we go. And hug and push, and hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push, hug, push, hug, push, hug, push, hug, push, hug and push. And take a breath, inhaling life and energy, and seeing it in your mind as light. White. And exhaling negative. It's gray. Get it away from you. There you go. Okay, now we're going to bring the arm across the body. It's the hug and touch. So the bottom stays on the chair doing this exercise. Don't lift that bottom up. And your shoulders stay as square as you can make them. In other words, your face stays forward. Your face stays forward when you do this exercise. Bring the right arm across the body and tap the left side of the back of the chair, or stretch as much as you can, and stretch. It's all in the waist, and now we'll go to the other side and stretch. And now we're going to add a breath to this. You're going to inhale when you're relaxed, filling the body with energy, and exhale when you stretch. Here we go, side to side, and we'll do, I don't know, we'll do 5 or 6 on each side, whatever. Okay, here we go. Faces forward, inhale. Exhale, stretch. Hug, touch. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, arms across the body, hugging and touching. Inhale, hug and touch the back of your chair. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, exhale, hug and touch. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. One more on each side. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Okay, sitting up nice and straight. Energy's in the top part of your body. So we're going to lift the shoulders way up and to the back again and down into the front. Lift the shoulders way up. Don't let your head drip forward. Drop it all forward. Up and back and front. Lift the shoulders way up and to the back and to the front. Lift the shoulders way up and to the back and to the front. Okay, we're going to bend our elbows and put the palms of your hands on the elbows. But we're not going to hold on this time. We're just going to lay them there. And then we're going to open up the arms wide. So we did one before where we had the hands on top of the hands. Now it's the hands on top of the elbows, loosely. So then we're going to swing out and come back to that position. It's more of a folded position. Hands on elbows in front of the body and then swinging them straight out to the sides as far back as you can stretch. As far back as you can stretch. Really flinging your body open. Inhaling when you have them folded on top of the elbows and exhaling when you stretch. We'll do 10 of these. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. 2 and 3. And 4. And 5. Energy. And 6. Energy, 7, and 8, and 9, and 10, and that's it. Just 10. Terrific. That's great. Take a long, deep breath, inhaling and exhaling. And now we're going to hold the opposite elbow. Hold the opposite elbow, you know, the square on your chest in front of your body. And now we're going to lift that up, high up. Keep your face up and lift as high as you can. Lift those arms up over your head if you can, but holding onto the elbows always. You know, that's what makes it good. Okay, inhale when you're relaxed. Exhale when you lift. And inhale down. And exhale, lift. Good. Inhale down. and exhale. Feel that in your shoulders. Inhale and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And inhale and exhale. And relax. Lift your shoulders up a little bit and just let them flop. Okay, we're going to do a bottom row. Always, we do this every time. This is a great little exercise. You can do this any time of the day, and it works, bringing blood and oxygen to that part of your body, circulation. It burns fat, burns excess. Okay, roll from side to side. It's a silly little roll, not a big roll, just coming up on the edge of your hip, just barely rolling side to side, always in the safe chair, always liking to do this. Yeah, this is good, rolling side to side, come on, roll and roll and roll. Breathe, your face is up, the rest of your body is relaxed, you're just sitting there rolling it away, roll and roll and roll. Roll and roll and roll, roll side to side and roll and roll, roll and roll, and now relax. Sitting up nice and straight, tighten your buttocks. And relax, tighten your buttocks. And relax, tighten your buttocks. And relax, tighten and relax. And now we're going to do a tummy exercise that has to do with a lot of breathing. So we're going to inhale. I want you to put your hands on your abdomen, on your tummy, and breathe in. Breathe in as much as you can breathe in. Breathe. You're breathing through your nose. Your nose is your respiratory organ. Breathe in. And now breathe out. And we're going to add to this, inhale. Push it way out. Push, push, push. Breathe in, breathe in. Big belly, big belly. Exhale, contract. Way in, way in. Really contract. Feel like your abdomen is going back to your spine. Inhale. You're sitting up nice and straight, so you can really feel this. Exhale. Come on, pull that tummy in. Pull it way in. It's almost to your backbone. And inhale, fill it up. And exhale and contract. And inhale, and exhale and contract, way in. Once more, inhale, fill it up. Exhale and contract. And now sitting up nice and straight, we're going to do this without the breathing, and it's going to be a short pull in, contracting and releasing, okay? Of course you're breathing, but not the breathing we did before. You're always breathing. Good breath. But this is just a little exercise that we don't have that deep breathing with. Sitting up nice and straight, pull your tummy in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Think about your tummy, pull it in and out, 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 in and out. Stop and breathe. Deep breath. We're going to do that again. Tummy in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Come on. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, and deep breath. And you know, you don't have to talk when you're doing yours. I have to talk. So come on, try it. Here we go again. In and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Working it. In and out, in and out. Little pulls, little pulls, little pulls. Relax. In and out, in and out, in and out. And now deep breath. Terrific. Okay, shake your body out a little bit. And we're going to do some walking. Hands in soft fist. If you like to stand and walk, stand in a safe place, no throw rugs. I can't stand it. If you have socks on, be sure it's not a slippery place. You could stand behind a chair and hold onto the chair if you like and just walk. Walk in place, walk. Walk in your chair, walk, walk. Hands in soft fist. If you're not holding onto the chair, elbows are back and forth and walk. Walk and walk. Feel good. Your shoulders are relaxed, your face is up, and walk and walk. Nice walk. Feel the rhythm of your body. Think about how the rhythm of your body feels. Everybody has a rhythm. You have a rhythm. Rhythm, 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 rhythm. Whatever your rhythm is, feel your body. Understand your body. There you go. You're still walking. No stopping unless you really are tired or something, you know, is not feeling good. Pain is never gain. and walking and walking and walking and walking. And now we're going to start to walk and lift our knees way up. Think about a big, giant walking and walking and walking and walking and walking. No tension in your shoulders, and walk and walk. Head up, walk and walk and walk. Lift those shoulders way up. Visualize those knees coming way up. Shoulders are relaxed. They're up, but they're relaxed. And your knees are coming way up and way up and way up. That's good. That's really good. And now shake your body out a little bit. Shake your body out a little bit. And now we're going to do a little jog. Our jog. And remember, if this is easy for you, you can stand and jog in place. Just be safe. And you can jog faster than anybody, or you can jog slower. It's your body. It's your time. Hands in softest, elbows going back and forth. And here we go. Light little jog. Little jog, little jog, feeling good, a smile on your face, and jogging and jogging, jogging and jogging. Remember to visualize that place you want to jog. You know, it could be on the beach, it could be in the forest, it could be anywhere you want to jog. It could be your childhood neighborhood. I don't know, just jog, shoulders relaxed, arms moving slightly, soft little jog. Always put your feet flat on the floor when you jog. Don't run on your toes, and don't run on your heels, and don't lean your head forward. There should be no tension, really, in your torso. It should be straight and easy, and jog, letting the flow of oxygen and blood run through your entire body. Letting the flow of oxygen and blood run through your entire body. Hands are in soft fist, and you're jogging, and you're loving this. You're jogging, and you're loving. Okay, let's pick it up a little bit if you can. If you can't, keep moving. Keep moving, but if you can pick it up, we're going to jog. We're going to jog. We're going to smile. We're going to breathe. We're going to jog. We're going to smile. We're going to breathe. Come on, let's go. The rhythm of your body, the rhythm of your body. Thinking about where you want to jog. It's a mental image. Thinking about how good your body feels. You can think of two things at one time. Come on, jog. Jog and breathe and smile and think. Jog and breathe and smile and think. Jog and jog and jog and jog and jog and jog. Okay, shake your body out. Shake your body out. Now stretch your body. Bring your arms way over the head. Lift your feet up. Stretch your body as much as you can. I know it's a little hard in a chair, but you can do it. Stretch. Are your hands open? Are your fingers stretched? Stretch. And now very slowly begin to let your fingers and your hands curl in a relaxed position. Your arms come down, your shoulders relax, your feet relax. Feel your entire body relax. Take a long deep breath, inhale and exhale. And just let your body be still for just a second. And think about how good you feel. Think about who you are. Think about how you're special. And join me again for Get Fit. It's important to me to know. It's really important for me to know that you're out there.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3. Here's what's happening on the Armchair Adventure Hour. Starting Wednesday, January 18th, we continue the Little House series with the fourth book, On the Banks of Plum Creek by Laura Ingalls Wilder. The adventures of Laura and her family continue as they leave their little house on the prairie and travel in their covered wagon to Minnesota. Here, they settle in a little house made of sod beside the banks of beautiful Plum Creek. Soon, Pa builds a wonderful new little house with real glass windows and a hinged door. Laura and her sister Mary go to school, help with the chores, and fish in the creek. At night, everyone listens to the merry music of Pa's fiddle. Misfortunes come in the form of a grasshopper plague and a terrible blizzard, but the Pioneer family works hard together to overcome these troubles. And so continues Laura Ingalls Wilder's beloved story of a pioneer girl and her family. The Nine Little House books have been cherished by generations of readers and listeners as both a unique glimpse into America's frontier past and a heartwarming, unforgettable story. On the banks of